Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. To the Western District race, Monica Trinnell. She's running uncontested on the Democratic side, but let's check in and see how things are going there. Monica, how are you doing?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. I'm up and down the 16 counties that make up this district, talking with folks all over the western part of Montana. And I was in Ravalli County in the Corvallis Parade on Monday, which was fantastic. Lots and lots of people came out and a lot of cars and motorcycles in the parade.
Yes.
Some old tractors, which was fun for me because that's what I learned to drive on. So I got to see one of those tractors that I learned to drive on when I was 8 years old and shifting a clutch, learning how to drive a manual, going from 0 to 3 is actually harder than you think.
I look for manuals. If I can get one, I'm buying it. The campaign trails.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. And here's the reason, Monica, it's not political, but you'll always get yourself home. If you have trouble with your transmission, if you've got a manual, you can crawl home at 3 miles an hour or whatever it is.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. We used to drive those little Ford Escorts and we had one that would only go in third gear, but it's true. You can always get home with a manual. And the other thing is when you have teenage drivers, they can't really be on their phones. I mean, it's sort of a built-in fail-safe to make sure your teenage drivers are paying attention and doing their driving jobs.
Good point, yeah. So you get out on the campaign trail, and I think that's sometimes it's the best part, but sometimes it's the most difficult part as well because people, especially now, I mean, you've got to feel it. You're running the Democratic primary, so those circles may be a little bit different than, and you're running uncontested than when you get to the general election here. But there's got to be a lot of questions about policies coming from this administration, this Democratic administration. Talk about what they're saying there and how people, because I've heard it here from a lot of candidates. The concerns are real about our inflation and our spending and our border especially. What are you hearing? How hard is it to run under the shadow of a tough economy and this president who's not very popular?
So I'm running for Congress. I'm here in Montana. I live in Montana. I have one home. It's here in Montana. I've lived here my whole life. I'm raising my kids here. I have 6 siblings here. And between us, we have 21 next generation Trinnells here. This is my home. I'm on the ground here. I don't know another place. I'm not running for president. I'm running to represent Montana. And as a Montanan who's lived here my whole life, who's built my career here, who has been a champion and an advocate for Montanans, lots of my clients, most of my clients are very conservative. I do water rates. I have ranch clients across the state. So I don't look at it through that lens of politics. I look at it through the lens of who is going to be a fierce champion for Montana. And that's me because this is my home. It's my only home. I don't have another one. My opponent lives in Santa Barbara. And he is...
Your opponent does not live in Santa Barbara. Your opponent was raised in Whitefish. They might have a home in Santa Barbara.
Which is his wife's primary home and for tax purposes. And that's where they live. That's where they're seen. And he does not live here in Montana. He may have, whatever. That he doesn't live here. I do. I pay for groceries here. My kids are in school here. I know Montana and I will serve Montana. So the issues that I hear across this district are, they don't come from this lens of, you know, conservative, liberal, progressive. People don't say, well, you know, I'm first Republican. Remember Mike Mansfield?
Well,
he
sure.
used to give a speech in Butte, and a woman came up to me who had heard him give a speech there in 1957 and said, you know, Mike Mansfield used to talk about being an American. He was first an American, and then he was a Montanan. And only after that, you know, did he start thinking about the lens of politics. So always came to things really from a solutions. How are we going to get things done? And I think we've really lost our way. My opponent is part of that whole problem. Super partisan, and we need to get away from that. We need to start talking about how we're going to get stuff done for Montana. And people want, they want us to work together. They want the government to function. The House right now is total chaos. They couldn't get a budget passed for, what, 6 months, 8 months?
Monica, I know you're doing a lot of talking here, but that whole House thing, they, with Democrats in charge, they have not passed a budget. They have not even went to regular order. So
So the Republicans are in charge right now, right? The Republicans have been in charge. They've been in the majority. My opponent has been in government for 15 years, always in the majority, in the top echelons.
The point I'm making is it's hard for you to, for me to accept your criticism of that process. It's valid. It is, but you can't do that without pointing to your own party that failed miserably and to pass budgets or even work in regular order.
That's not true, Tom. I mean, we can talk about the history and the votes and look at the background on that. But I think that really what's more important is, you know, I'm here for Montana, and I'm not here. So do you remember when the Izod shirts came out a long time ago? I don't know how old you are. Maybe you're not old enough to remember that, but I grew up. So I grew up sewing my own clothes. I took home ec in seventh grade, and in eighth grade, I said, I know how to sew. I wanted to do something different, so I took shop. First girl to take shop, and you know, at Broadview Public Schools, they said, "Yeah, come, go right ahead, let's do it." So that was great. But the Izod labels came out, and I thought, "Oh, those are so cool! I want to put one of those Izod labels on that shirt that I made." And my mom said, "Why would anybody put the label on the outside of their clothes?" And, you know, that was this really important moment. And that's how I come to this whole thing that I'm doing right now. It's not about labels. It's not about parties. I will do what's right for Montana always. I mean, look, this is my home. It doesn't matter. Where the Democratic Party's wrong, I will say they're wrong. I have been very outspoken about saying secure the border now. There is a bill pending that I would vote for, and we would have a secure border. Our Border Patrol agents have endorsed it. They said this is the right bill for Montana. We have border crossings with three different Canadian provinces. And, you know, we need to secure the border. We need to have a legal process. I would vote for that. That would be the law. And we can't be playing games with politics when people's lives are at stake. We need to get fentanyl out of our communities. That's a big deal. I've met with sheriffs across the district. And, you know, look, when my party's wrong, I'll stand up to them. I'm not, you know, in the most important thing, I asked my mom about that once. I said, "Mom, people keep asking me, well, how do I know you're not going to just vote with the party? Because I don't agree with that party. How do I know you're going to do what's right for Montana?" You know what my mom said, Tom?
Yeah.
She said, give them my phone number. So, you know, listen, I grew up in the middle of the country. It wasn't the end of the world, but we could see it from there. I've got 9 siblings, 5 brothers. I didn't get where I am today by going along and getting along. I'm here today because I say what's right and I say what's true from what I, you know, my hard work talking to folks out on the ground. And I'm going to work for Montana in Congress.
Monica Trinnell, and it's M-O-N-I-C-A. Trinnell is with one L, TRANEL.com for more information there. Monica, I do appreciate you throwing your hat in the ring. I think you should talk about a bit of your background here. I know you've got an issue you want to talk about when it's housing. And look, maybe we should get right into that as well. But you know, a former Olympic champion, appreciate that. You did run as a Republican at one point, and now you're running as a Democrat. And I think since you're going to win this primary, we'll have a chance to maybe talk about that some other time. But take this last 4 minutes and talk about those things, Monica.
Yeah, so I introduced a housing plan last week that I've put together based on conversations I've been having over the last 8 months and 30,000 miles on my minivan, crisscrossing the district and talking to folks. So you've followed, I'm sure, the Columbia Falls issue with the eviction notices that folks got in the trailer park there. That's in Evergreen happening right now. That's happened in Gallatin County and Bozeman as well. It's happened across the district. So housing is the issue that I hear about, and it's, you know, the big houses that are sitting empty that are Airbnbs, and the, you know, the people moving in and driving up prices in Granite County and Madison County. The data shows that almost half of the housing supply in those counties are vacant houses, and so they're second, third homes. And so this is the issue across Montana, and I have put out a plan that says I will address this. We saw Pyramid Mountain Lumber close. I talked to sheriffs across this district. Their deputies are living in campers. In Butte, I talked to a guy who has an empty lot. He went up to clean off the encampment. There are people living in tents, and they were his friends. They were people he knew. And instead of kicking them out, he said, let me help you clean it up. And so this is an issue that we absolutely 100% have to solve. And the federal government is an important partner to the city and the county entities that are actually working really hard on this right now. We've got nonprofit, public, private electeds across the district really digging in and rolling up their sleeves and getting to work. And they need active federal partners who are going to do right by Montana. So a couple of the things that I would do in my plan, I lay it out. I'm happy to get a copy of that to you and would love it if you'd link to it on your website. But I talk about having the federal government oversee the trailer parks so that we can't have private equity buying up those lots and then kicking people out and then reselling them at higher prices so that we punish people like Ryan Zinke, who owns 5 properties in Whitefish and is renting them out as short-term rentals. So that isn't an incentive, but something that we actually make cost money. Because we want our houses and our communities to have real families living in them who are growing flowers and marking the height of their kids across the years. And, you know, the kids are going to schools. Our schools are losing population.
How is that not big government? How is that? I mean, so would your plan call for restricting these Airbnbs, restricting a person's ability to manage their own property?
So private property rights are important, for sure.
Yeah.
But when you incentivize and you say, okay, you can own a bunch of houses and make a whole bunch of money off of them, and you can trade them as public stock on Wall Street, do we really want the Chinese buying up farmland in Montana? Do we want foreign adversaries owning our property and then squeezing us out and closing us out of public access to
that's
public
different.
Land. I don't want that.
That's different. That's not what necessarily is happening there, but I appreciate that. I really do. And it's important. I think that you take some of these things and try to work on them, draw some attention to them. I only got like a minute left and then I'm looking forward to chatting more too. Any final thoughts? So go, we need to look at your website for your plan. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll share it with you too. But just another piece of that real quick is that I do think we need to help small businesses across the district to be able to hire workers. And we need to incentivize our local sawmills, like Pyramid Mountain Lumber, make sure that we can have sawmills in Lincoln County that are using the fuel. We need to do fuel reduction in our forests. And so this is a win-win across the board, and there are creative solutions that we can all come up with if we're willing to work together. And this is where I want to dig in. I'm for Montana, and this is my home, and I want to see some of these solutions put to work. So really looking forward to being a champion for the people of Western Montana. We have not had our voice heard in a really long time.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for throwing your hat in the ring on this as well. Looking forward to chatting with you later. Good luck to you. Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. Please share and subscribe and let us know what you think. Email me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. And don't forget, we're on weekdays on your hometown radio stations all across Montana. We hope to hear from you there too.